Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Outstanding. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. We bring in a man there is no bowl big enough for. He is Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today? I feel a lot of stress coming out of yesterday. Doesn't feel like a win today. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know what you're referring to, Andy.
Everything.
Well, I mean, this is what this Browns team is. You know, they're full of drama both on and off the field. So they're the gift that gives on the field and off the field. So never a dull moment with the 2019 Cleveland Browns.
All right, Daryl, your thoughts on Baker Mayfield throwing the training staff under the bus and then later apologizing. Start there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure that it was just a moment of honesty, quite frankly, that he shouldn't have shared, which led to the apology on Twitter. You know what they say, there's, you know, three sides to the truth, yours, mine, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. And, I find it difficult to believe that the Browns committed any medical malpractice in regards to Odell, but also, you know, they probably gave him his options. And during training camp with the injury, he chose to play through it. He's played fairly well. Really, the only criticism, and it's not much of a criticism because it's more of a coaching and even a Baker thing, is just his own targets, getting him the football when the team gets to the red zone. That hasn't happened on a consistent basis this year. Even hurt, Odell's going to put up 1,000-plus yards. So, and Beckham really didn't have a whole lot to say about the injury or about anything else that was reported before the game. So, I think that was just Baker being Baker, was maybe a little too candid, a little too honest than the organization would have liked. He walked the comments back on Twitter and, just another chapter to add to the book.
He said something three times, though. So, I don't think anything just slipped out, you know, and he clearly knew what he was saying. You're right, probably
right.
Frustration and all that. But it's not like he said it once. He went back and hit it again, then went back and hit it a third time. And, oh, okay, Daryl, that's all well and good. You know one thing I've noticed, though? The Browns quarterback situation is one where if you come in and you play hard and, you know, you do your best and you're talented like Baker is, you're going to own the town, right?
Yeah.
I've noticed in the last 24 hours – people are not real, not all. People aren't real pleased with Baker, and I think, man, how can you be screwing this up?
Well, I mean, he's not played well this year at all.
No, I know, but still,
wouldn't you think he didn't play well yesterday either.
Browns fans would be in his corner, I would think, like crazy, except he's not presenting himself in a great light, I don't believe.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid taking the public pulse of just about anything these days, so I'll take your word for that, but... the way you win the town is by winning on the field. It's not by, you know, marketing. It's not by commercials or endorsements or anything like that. It's just by going out and winning football games in the season. And hopefully this offseason, Baker will get together with someone that can kind of work on maybe some of his mechanics and his fundamentals to kind of fine-tune those. So when he goes into his third season, we get to see the Baker Mayfield that we expected to see this year, but really have not.
Maybe you know a little better than we do. How do you think that plays out in the facility in Berea when you throw somebody under the bus, a whole staff of guys?
Well, I can tell you it didn't play well, and that's why he issued that apology in rather rapid fashion on Twitter. So
how do you know? What are you just saying? It didn't play?
I heard some things. So it wasn't an accident that he sent those tweets right away.
Gotcha. Do you think that he felt bad immediately, or someone told him to send those tweets?
I'll leave it what I said, Andy.
All right. Daryl Ryder giving us a little intrigue here on Baskin and Phelps.
In other words, going Odell and not really commenting on it. Yeah, leaving you to interpret it yourself. That's the way to go, well, right there.
Darryl Ryder Jr. coming through for
that's
us.
Beautiful, D. Loving that.
Let's see. He basically takes a match to the training staff, and then moments later puts out an apology. You just put two and two together. It doesn't take a lot of common sense to figure that one out. So,
all right, so riddle me this one. If you're John Dorsey and you get a knock on your door or you get a phone call or a text from Odell's representation, and they say, we really would like to move to another city.
Right.
What are you saying if you're John Dorsey?
He's under contract.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. You and I are on the same page.
Listen, if the Browns were winning, okay, if let's say the Browns were in the Steelers' position, right? Let's say that they were 8-5 and had that second wild card positioning and going into these final three games, they had a legitimate chance to make the playoffs. I mean, I know that they're still mathematically alive, but let's be honest a bit about it. A lot of freaky stuff has to happen in the final 3 weeks for the Browns to get into the playoffs, and that is outside of them winning the final three games, okay? So let's just set that aside and just say that they're just for the sake of conversation, they're in the position that the Pittsburgh Steelers, who beat them with a training camp arm 2 weeks ago, that's where the Browns are at. They're at 8-5, second wild card spot, whatever. So I think Odell would be a lot happier. And the pain that he's going through on a weekly basis to make himself available to the Browns, to go out there, give it his best. We saw him make a spectacular catch yesterday. Unfortunately, it was, he juggled it as he was going out of bounds and whatnot. The effort is there from Odell, okay? That is indisputable. It's not even a conversation point.
Agreed.
I think that some of these other things that are going on behind the scenes wouldn't surface. But because the team has not met expectations because there's some frustration. Whatever decision was made in training camp, about that injury, because the ball's not getting to him in key moments, he has just 2 touchdowns this year, and he's not going to have the type of numbers that he expects himself to put up. The offense has been a mess. Let's call it for what it is. It's not been a smooth operation under Freddie Kitchens or Todd Monken. He's a human being too. I'm actually in Odell's corner, by the way. I think he's a good dude. I really don't think that he's out there trying to sabotage anything.
Agreed.
Cause any you know what I mean? He could have called out the coaches and Baker and everyone else weeks ago, okay? And he hadn't done that. The timing of this report about the sports hernia coming out now, a little curious, okay? But I'm okay with Odell Beckham Jr., the football player, and I'm okay with him and what he's been able to do here in Cleveland, all things considered.
And Darryl,
anything.
And you want him here.
All these revelations, these reports and everything over the last week, to me, it provides a tremendous amount of context to everything. Well, why isn't Odell, which, by the way, we have been asking Freddie Kitchens and Todd Monken for the last, month or so, why isn't Odell getting those valuable red zone targets or, jump balls and being able to make the plays that we're accustomed to seeing on those highlight reels? Well, we got an idea now. The guy's dealing with a sports hernia, a degree of which I don't know, but that's what we know. He probably is going to have surgery when the season's over. Okay, well, that explains it. Him probably jumping up to go catch footballs in midair is probably not the safest thing for him to do as a human being at this point. So that's understandable. Some of the frustrations with the offense. If I played within Freddie Kitchen's offense and Todd Monken's offense right now, I'd probably be a little frustrated too. You know what I mean? Because it's not been a smooth operation. It's been inconsistent. It's been sloppy. So, and especially on game days, it's been sloppy. We see it week in and week out. So I think that you have to give a guy a little latitude to be a human being and a professional athlete. And say, look, it's okay if you're frustrated because you're not winning. You're not being put in a position to be successful all at the same time while you're trying to give 150% and play while you're hurt.
So, Darryl, why does, come get me and I've got a sports hernia come out on the same day. What when you said that, Jeff said the same thing, and I was kind of like, it is kind of odd. There's a lot of news about one guy in one day.
Right. Yeah, and that is, you know, that is curious. And I'll be honest with you, I really don't think that maybe I this is my speculation, make that very clear. I don't think that the come get me stuff came from Odell or his camp. I think that came from people around the league. Hey, you know, this is what we hear when we play the Browns, that this allegedly, supposedly, because I have to say, I'm not on the field, I haven't heard it. But it is somewhat believable considering some of Odell's comments last week in the Jake Lazor report before the game that he does not want to be here, that, you know, he isn't happy and that this relationship supposedly isn't going to end well for the Browns or Odell or, you know, whatever. So, you know, is that just him just kind of, you know, talking with his buddies before games and stuff like that? Or is it, you know, something more? I don't know. But once again, the timing of all that is certainly curious. And if in fact that kind of stuff is happening, you know, obviously it's a bad look. Jason Lloyd, though, I got to give him props. He had the tweet of the day yesterday when he said, well, the Browns at least don't have to worry about Odell doing that with the Bengals because nobody wants to go to Cincinnati right now.
That's pretty good. They've won 4 of the last 5 games, Daryl.
Yeah, they have.
Pointing that out, right?
Well, they did also start 2-6. So, yeah, I mean, they dug themselves there. After the Denver loss, they said, you know, my worry isn't whether or not they're going to, you know, get on a roll and get on track. My worry was the hole was too deep for them to dig out of, and their margin of error was next to none.
Yep.
And it turns out I was right. So, you know, that loss in Pittsburgh really, really hurts. Baker alluded to it after the game as well when, you know, he was asked about the team kind of getting on a roll here, having won 4 of 5, and he said it should be 5-0. And so this week they go to Arizona. There'll be plenty of storylines there. Cliff Kingsbury, we all know the history there between him and Baker Mayfield. And then, you know, their rookie quarterback who happened to follow Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma and win the Heisman. So there's going to be all kinds of fun storylines that don't even involve Odell Beckham Jr. for this week's game.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. Of course, we read all your stuff at 923thefan.com, and we love listening to you on our show as well. So thank you, Daryl.
You got it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.